Good morning. It's good to see you guys all the way back there. So, if someone wants you to come to their birthday party, how are you supposed to know? They ask you to come to their birthday party? You mean you just... an invitation? Really? That's what they do? They send you an invitation? And then when you come to the door, what do they say? You have the politest friends. They say, welcome. They don't say, where's my present? They don't. Okay, I was just checking. Welcome. So two things have to happen. An invitation, and that usually comes like a little card, right? Or sometimes they'll say, Billie Jean, would you like to come to my birthday party? And she'll say, no, I'm busy that day. They have to ask you, right? They give you an invitation, and then they welcome you. And then you all get together and you play games, right? What else do you do at a birthday party? You have cake. It totally depends on the cultural characteristics of the family where you are. You are quite right. It could be cake. It could be cookies. Sometimes you get to play games and you blow little things and go... and then you open up the presents and everybody has a great time, right? I think you've just described church. Except for one thing. Fred, is that true? There's no cake? It might be true today, but often there is cake. We have something better here. So I want to talk about, first of all, the invitation. All of you are invited. God and the Holy Spirit invited you to the party. And that's pretty cool. God said, hey, I would love for you to come and be a part of my people. And then God said to you, wait. Welcome. Right? And this is how God welcomed you. Right here. God put water on your head, lots of you, and you were baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Shall we do it again? In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And in this water, God welcomed every one of you to God's celebration. And you're always invited and always welcomed. And then God, come on up here. Actually, it's way over there, but we'll pretend. You guys can stay right here. You still want to find out where the cake is? Well, I'm going to get it. Where's the cake? It's not church without cake. You sound like my brother. So then, and then God gave us something to eat. And this is part of the welcome, too. It's bread. It's bread that's sort of not quite as good as cake, but a close second if we put some frosting on it. God gave us a meal. That's part of our party, too. We get to have a meal together. Yes? We always save it for after church, but thank you for asking. Yeah, so you get an invitation, and then you get welcomed, and then you get fed, and you're given a present. It's all of you are the present. Did you know that? You're the present at God's party. You are too. You all are the present, and they're all the present, and God's Spirit is the present. All of us get to be a gift for one another. So it's a little bit different way to think about church, isn't it? It's not just what you have to do. Come on, kids, get up. We have to go to church. I spent my whole life hearing that. Now it's my wife who says, you have to get up, you have to go to church. But I don't want to. It's a place we get to go, and we get to have a celebration with God together. So welcome to the party, and I'm glad that you're here, and I hope that you will help us have a lot of fun today. You have the Us Born Children's Bible. That's what tells us about the story. So thank you guys. You can go back to your places and enjoy the rest of our celebration. Thanks.
Now can we eat that as a cake?
Afterwards. I'll put a candle in it. It'll be great.